This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for April 2025. How did classical music play a part of Agatha Miller Christie's life as a best-selling mystery author, playwright, and musician? And what musical instruments did she play? Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller was born on September 15, 1890, to Frederick Alva Miller and his wife, Clarissa Clara Margaret Bomer Miller, in Torquay, Devon. Agatha had an older sister and brother. Her parents both played the piano well. Agatha, as a child, was curious with a vivid imagination and invented a cast of characters for her stories. She began to read at 4 and was schooled at home. Her parents supervised her studies in reading, writing, and arithmetic, which she really enjoyed. At 5 or 6, she began dance classes and studying the piano with Fräulein Jüder. She studied masses of Czerny's exercises and played the Merry Peasant and works by Schumann. She said, quote, "I proceeded to Grieg, which I loved passionately, and the first spring were my favorites." She also played Peer Gynt. She said Frau Jüder was an excellent teacher. Agatha would practice for an hour or two each day. Throughout her childhood, Agatha enjoyed attending theater performances with her sister Madge, brother Monty, mother, father, and grandmothers. She was always a voracious reader. At 10, Agatha wrote the poem The Cowslip. When she was 11, her poem The Trams was published in the local Ealing newspaper. Quote, "There was also the orchestra. She played the mandolin with 3 others, and there was also a violinist and cellist in the group." At 13, Agatha sang the soprano part in The Yeoman of the Guard by Gilbert and Sullivan. She, quote, "had a strong soprano voice. She never felt nerves singing," end quote. She attended Miss Geyer's girls' school in Torquay for 1.5 years, studying arithmetic, grammar, and composition. In 1905, when she was 15, she went to study in Paris at Mademoiselle T's. Her piano teacher was Madame Legrand. She was practicing for a concert to perform the Sonata Pathétique by Beethoven and Serenade d'Aragon. Her mother later sent her to Miss Dryden's establishment off the Arc de Triomphe. She and 11 other students had classes with the Comédie Française, who gave us talks on Molière, Racine, and Corneille, and singers from the conservatory who sang the arias of Lully and Gluck. They also had drama classes, saw dramas, and plays with Sarah Bernhardt and others, end quote. She says plays were, quote, "talked about by actresses, repeating words and speeches from them, to having real singers singing was to bring to life to you a passionate love of the art you are hearing. It opened up a new world for me, a world in which I had been able to live ever since," end quote. She studied seriously singing and playing the piano. Agatha said, quote, "I studied the piano with Austrian Charles Förster." Agatha continues, "I learned Chopin etudes, waltzes, fantasy impromptu, and one of the ballades. I know I was getting on well under his teaching, and it made me happy. I also learned the sonatas of Beethoven, as well as Romance by Fauré, the Barcarolle of Tchaikovsky, and others. I practiced with real assiduity, usually about 7 hours a day," end quote. She said, "My singing lessons had begun before this period. My teacher was Monsieur Beau, a famous operatic baritone," end quote. She learned many, quote, "French songs, Ave Maria by Cherubini, Schubert's songs in German, an aria from La Boheme, and an aria from Tosca." At 18, Agatha wrote her first short story, The House of Beauty, while she was recovering from influenza. This was an early version of House of Dreams. Later, she wrote her first novel, Snow Upon the Desert. She drew on her recent experiences in Cairo. In October 1914, during World War I, Agatha Miller, age 24, was engaged to Captain Archibald Christie and worked as a volunteer aid detachment nurse in Red Cross Hospital in Torquay, Devon. She also, quote, "dispensed medicines at the hospital until the end of the war." To be an apothecary's assistant, she passed several exams, studied theoretical and practical chemistry, and studied with an experienced pharmacist. She completed the exams in 1917 at the Worshipful Society of Apothecaries. Agatha wrote, quote, "It was while I was working in the dispensary that I first conceived the idea of writing a detective story, and my present work seemed to offer a favorable opportunity." I began considering what kind of detective story I could write. Since I was surrounded by poisons, perhaps it was natural that death by poisoning should be the method I selected. End quote. She wrote her first mystery, The Mysterious Affairs at Stiles. At this time, Agatha said her sister Madge challenged her to write a mystery. End quote. Plots come to me at such odd moments when I'm walking along the street or examining a hat shop. Suddenly, a splendid idea comes into my head. Quote, on the afternoon of Christmas Eve 1914, Agatha Miller married Captain Archibald Christie in Bristol. The ceremony hastily arranged while Archie was on leave during First World War. The wedding took place at Emmanuel Church on Guthrie Road, Clifton. Archie is described in the church marriage registry as a member of the Royal Flying Corps, and Agatha Miller, age 24, was beginning her writing career. Agatha Miller Christie and Archie Christie's daughter, Rosalind Margaret Clarissa Christie, was born on August 5, 1919 in Ashfield, Torquay, in her grandmother's home. Her first mystery, The Mysterious Affairs at Stiles, was rejected by 6 publishers. It was finally published in 1920. Hercule Poirot and Arthur Hastings are introduced. World War II, Agatha Christie renewed her training at the University College Hospital in London and worked regular hours at the dispensary, end quote. Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot mysteries consisted of 33 novels, 2 plays, 51 short stories published between 1920 and 1975, end quote. Agatha Christie's Jane Marple mysteries consisted of 12 books and 20 short stories, beginning in 1926 and finishing in 1976, which was published posthumously, end quote. There were 5 books featuring Tommy Tuppence as detectives by Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie's mother, Clarissa Miller, died in April 1926. They were very close, and the loss sent her into a deep depression. Agatha Christie's husband, Archibald Christie, requested a divorce in late 1926 to marry Nancy Neely. Agatha Christie and Archie Christie divorced in October 1928. In 1930, Agatha Christie, a successful mystery writer, was invited on an archaeological dig in Ur, Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq, by her friends Leonard and Catherine Woolley, prominent archaeologists. Working for Leonard Woolley was the young British archaeologist Max Mallowan, 26 years old. They asked Max to give Agatha a tour of the 5 digs in 5 cities. They enjoyed being in each other's company during the archaeological trips to the sites. Agatha was fascinated with archaeology. Agatha Christie and Max Mallowan were married in Edinburgh on September 11, 1930. Agatha was 40 years old and Max was 26. They were happily married nearly 46 years. During Agatha Christie's married life with Max Mallowan, she wrote Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and Appointment with Death. She spent her spare time going on annual digs in Iraq with Max, end quote. Agatha did most of the photographs for the antiquities discovered at the site in the open with the scale rod showing the size of the object. Quote, both Agatha and Max received honors for their contributions to their respective fields. Max Mallowan was knighted in 1968, and Agatha Christie was made a Dame of the British Empire in 1971, end quote. Agatha Miller Christie wrote 66 mystery novels, 150 short stories, over 25 plays, 2 autobiographies, and 6 books under the pseudonym Mary Westmacott. Her play, The Mousetrap, is the longest-running musical in the world, opened in 1952 in London's West End. Agatha Christie was a wife, mother, grandmother, and lifelong musician. Agatha Christie died on January 12, 1976, at her home in Oxfordshire, England, at the age of 85.